Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chof Dalid, and we are about 15 lines from the top of Daf Chof Dalid Omer Aleph Omer Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abed ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Gas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava bas Shoshana, Rachama Yiska Miriam bas Cyril Bracha, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's stuff is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Berel ben Rabbi Yaakov David, and Le'ilu Nishmas Mordechai ben Reb David Tzvi. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Avelus in Perek Ve'elu Megalchin, specifically Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos or Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah said that whereas Yontif is Mafsik Avelus, whereas that's Poshet, that the laws of Avelus are a contradiction to the laws of Yontif, Shabbos is not so. The Lashon of the Mishnah was Shabbos is Oila Ve'Ein Mafsekis. And there was a Machloikis amongst the Chachamim in Klal Yisrael, what it means when we say that Shabbos is Oila as it relates to Avelus. Does it mean literally that Avelus is Noyag on Shabbos, or does it mean that it's just Oila, meaning it continues the Avelus, it doesn't knock out the Avelus, in contrast to Yontif, which does? Either way, that's the topic, and we begin with a comment that Shmuel made on this sugya. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Pachas Choyva, Natar Rishos. So Shmuel was discussing Avelos on Shabbos, and he said there are three things that are Choyva, that an Avel is obligated to do on Shabbos. And then there are three things that are Rishos. So what did he mean? Prius Haroish, an Avel is obligated during his Avelos to cover his head with a head covering. That was one of the dinim of Avelos that was Noig once upon a time. Meaning, says Shmuel, therefore, that on Shabbos, where you don't have a traditional Avelus, it's incumbent upon the Avel to do pay, to do Prius HaRosh. Meaning, he has to undo the Avelus of the head covering. He has to remove it. Chazoras Kerel HaChorev. The Ches stands for removing the torn part of the Beged behind the person. One of the obligations of an Avel is to rise Kriya. And not only does he have to rise Kriya, but he has to wear that torn beged throughout his Shiva. On Shabbos, the person is supposed to take the Kera, he's supposed to take the part of the beged that's torn, and he's supposed to flip it upside down. It's like, this is not going to be exposed. And then finally, the Zion stands for Skifas Hamita. A person is obligated, Bimei Evloi, to be Koifa Mita, say another halacha that we don't do today. But that's one of the Nihugim, Medina de Gemara of Avelus. On Shabbos, a person is not allowed to do that, meaning when he needs to do a Skifas Hamita. And those three things is what Shmuel was referring to when he said Chayva. In other words, Shmuel was saying, this three dinim of Avelus that an Avel is obligated to not do on Shabbos. Prius HaRosh, he has to expose his head. He can't cover his head. Chazaras Kerel HaChorev, he has to take the Kriya and he has to flip it around. And Skifas Hamita, he has to take the bed and he has to make sure that it's standing in the right way. It's not let it be Kfias Hamita. Nilas Asando, as opposed to three other things. The first one is wearing shoes. Tashmash Hamita. And Rechisi Zedayim Braglayim Bechamin Arvis and bathing for Shabbos. These three things Rishos, meaning if an Avel wants to wear shoes, he can. If he doesn't want to wear shoes, it's also fine. If an Avel wants Tashmash Hamita, Rechitzi Zidayim Raglayim, it's okay. If not, it's also fine. Those things, even though an Avel is not allowed to do them, but on Shabbos, if an Avel would want to do them, it would be okay. Rav Amarav said, Av Prius HaRosh Rishos, that even Prius HaRosh is considered a Rishos. Meaning, Prius HaRosh is the pay of Pachas. According to Shmuel, that was Chayva. An Avel is obligated to take off the head covering. According to Rav, he's not obligated to. If he wants to leave it on, this is something that he's going to be allowed to do. So what's Pashim? Like, what's the Hagdara? Shmuel said, Prius HaRosh, Chazaras Kerel HaChorev, and Skifas Hamita HaChoyva, Ne'ilas HaSandal, Tashmash Hamita, Rechitzis Yedayim V'Raglayim, is Rishos. So the Chiluk is Pashat. The Chiluk is that an Avel is not allowed to be Noyag Avelus on Shabbos when it's going to be obvious that he's being Noyag Avelus on Shabbos. So if the thing that he's doing makes it obvious that he's behaving like an Avel, then it's not okay. If the thing that he's doing does not make it obvious, then it's going to be fine. For an Avel to cover his head, that's 100% the Hanhag of Avelus. Therefore, Prius HaRosh is Chayfa. For an Avel, for someone to be wearing a torn beged, that's obviously a Hanhag of Avelus. Nobody else would wear such a torn beged. Therefore, Chazar is karel achayrav is chayvo. And for an avil to have all the beds in his house flipped upside down, that's not something that's usual. And as a result, skifas amit is also going to be chayvo. However, as it relates to shoes, for an avil to have to put on shoes or for an avil to not wear shoes is not a chayvo. Why? Because even people that are not avelim sometimes don't wear shoes. Tashmish amita, an avil is aser. But even someone that's not an avil, lav dafka, is going to engage in tashmish amita. And rechitz is a dain reglaim b'cham and harvest for shoes is the same thing. Because lav dafka, a person is going to bathe in chamen. So anything where it's obvious from what the avil is doing that he's being noig avelus, Shmuel said that type of avelus is not noig in Shabbos. But if it's something that the avil's doing because of the avelus, however, even people that are not avelim would sometimes behave this way, so it's not muchach to the innocent bystander that what's happening right now is a hanag of avelus. In that case, it's going to be risho. Says the Gemara, v'shmuel, maichlan ilas asandal the risho. Why did Shmuel say then ilas asandal the risho? Meaning, if an avel doesn't want to wear shoes on Shabbos, he doesn't have to. Why? Because not everybody wears shoes. I mean, today we take for granted that everybody owns a pair of shoes. But once upon a time, it wasn't like that. So being that not everybody wore shoes, so the fact that this avel is not wearing shoes doesn't mean anything. So says the Gemara, priyasaration ami, lav kuli alma avidi de megalareish. What, nobody covers their head? Once upon a time, it was pretty normal for a person to have a head covering. So if that's the case, Freik the Gemara, why would Shmuel say that an avil doesn't have to wear shoes? Because it's not muchach that he's being noig avelos. But when it comes to atifas haroish, that's something that's a problem. So the Gemara says, Shmuel tameh. It's true. Shmuel's the one who said it, and it makes sense in Shmuel's world. Because Shmuel's l'shitasit. Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said two things. Number one, kol keresh ein b'shas chimum ein kera. Kriya has to be b'shas chimum. In order for an avil to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya, it has to be while he's heis. When he heard about the terrible basura, it's at that point, b'shas chimum, he has to do the kriya. Once he cools off a little bit, at that point, he wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of kriya. But what we need is the second halacha. B'chol atifa, she'eino katifas yishma'elin, ein atifa. Shmuel said that the definition of atifa, as it relates to this avil, is katifas yishma'elim. And if it's not katifas yishma'elim, he doesn't fulfill it. So what is katifas yishma'elim? So the Gemara says, Machmir Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman demonstrated, he said, aguvi de dikna. Now, what does aguvi de dikna mean? This is a major shayla in the Rishonim and Achrayim. It's not 100% clear, but hatzad ashava shavahen of all the pshatim is, it's a very significant head covering. And says the Gemara, shmule tameh that holds, that the definition of atifa saroish is atifa yishma'elim. So it comes out that this person isn't just covering his head, but he's covering his head in a very, very dramatic way. If an avil is going to walk around that way on Shabbos, it's going to be muchach that he's doing it mitzad avelos. Do people that are not avelim do atifa saroish? Yes. But they don't do katifa yishma'elim. They don't do shmul's atifa saroish. So shmul tameh that holds that atifa has to be katifa yishma'elim. So therefore, it's shmul himself that's the one that said that the pay is Prius Haroish, and Prius Haroish is going to be a Chayva. Now, who argued with Shmuel? If we revisit the first Gemara, Rav Am Af Prius Haroish Rishos. Rav argued with Shmuel. He said the pay is a Rishos. Why? Because Rav is also a Tameh. It was Shmuel's Chiddish that Prius Haroish is Katifas Yishma'elim. So if that Tifas Haroish is Katifas Yishma'elim, so it's going to come out, it's very noticeable then that this person is doing it because of Avelos. If it's very noticeable that he's doing it because of Avelos, so if that's the case, it's going to be a Chia for the Avel not to do it on Shabbos. But Rav Letameh, Rav didn't hold like Shmuel. Rav doesn't hold of this chiddush of atifas haroish having to be katifas yishma'elim. So therefore, Rav argued. He said that avil on Shabbos, if he wants to do prius haroish, he can. But if he wants to remain in a state of atifas haroish, that's also fine. Because like wearing shoes, it's the same thing. It's something that some people do, some people don't do. And as a result, it's not going to be a problem. Incidentally, this idea of kol atifa she'eno katifas yishma'elim in atifa is brought down in Hilchis Tzitzis and Hilchis Talis as well. In Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simen Ches, there too, it's discussed by the Poiskim that atifa has to be katifas yishma'elim, and this is the makar for the minig of people that wear talesim, that when you put on your talis, you don't just put on your talis, but first you wrap it around your face, and you take the ritzuis, and you put it around one of your shoulders. It's a fulfillment of this line, of kol atifa she'eno katifas yishma'elim ein atifa, and really what the obligation of that is totally in what the taich of katifas yishma'elim is, which again is a very big discussion. Zok di Gemara, one more point, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, this halacha that Shmuel said that Prius Arosh is Chayva, meaning that an Oval has no choice, but he has to remove that Tifas Arosh, that's only true She'en Loi Min Alayim Berag. It's only true if he's not wearing shoes. But if he is wearing shoes, which we said, if he wants to, he can. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Then Menal of Mechichanov. Then the shoes are going to be a Hichacha, that this person is not an Oval, and as a result, it's going to be okay for him to be Atifas Arosh. So even Shmuel, that's very Machmer with Atifas Arosh, because he holds Kol Atifa She'en Akat. But even Shmuel's Mekel, he says, if the person's wearing shoes, so then the shoes is a hoichacha. It's true. The Atifa seems to be an act of Avelos, but we're allowed to look at the big picture. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. You would think that maybe you have to look at each act individually. This act looks like Avelos. Yeah, but if you take the person his entirety, and that's the way you judge him, and that's the way you assess him, so you're going to say, okay, the Atifa, that looks like Avelos, but he's wearing a pair of shoes. So if he's wearing a pair of shoes, obviously it's not Avelos. So what's that Atifa? I don't know what the Atifa is. But the bottom line is that once he's wearing shoes, so Minolav is Mechichin Olav, and in that case, it's going to be okay. So we mentioned Shmuel Zalacha of Kol Atifa She'ena Ka'atifas Yishma'elim in Atifa. And that's really the second of two halachas that Shmuel said in this same sitting as it relates to Avelas. What was the first halacha? Kol Kera She'ena Bishas Chimum Eneka. So, Kriya has to be B'Shas Chivim. So, the Gemara now is going to discuss that other halacha that Shmuel said. Zok to Gemara. Kol krashe ina B'Shas Chivim ina krafa. Amru le Shmuel. Feitim was that true. They told Shmuel, noch nafshi derav. So, this is a major moment. Shmuel receives a memo, and he's told that Rav, his great Baal Plukta, passed away. So the Gemara says, Korala Tresamani. Shmuel didn't just write Kriya, but he took 12 begadim and he tore 12 begadim. Amar, and then he uttered the epic words. He said, Azal Gavra Dahavad Mistafina Mine. He said, the person that I was afraid of, he just passed away. We'll get back to that in a second. They told Rav Yoichanan, Nach Nashid Rav Chanino. Rav Chanino passed away. So Korala Tleser Itzli Melo. So he tore not 12 begadim, but 13 begadim, and not just any begadim, it's still in Meilos, these are like very fine garments. Amar, he said, Azal Gabra Davim Estafinim, and he said the same exact lashon, that the person that I was afraid of just passed away. But what's the kasha? The kasha is Shmuel Tame. Shmuel said, Kol Kera, any kriya that doesn't happen b'shas chimum is not a kriya. Yet when Shmuel heard that Rav passed away, it sounds like 12 times he tore kriya. Now, it doesn't sound like he tore 12 kriyas at the same exact second, but there were 12 times that he had torn kriya. L'chur, the first time was the Shas Chimum. After that, it's not the Shas Chimum anymore. So Shmuel is Shitasai that holds that the Kriya has to be the Shas Chimum. So what's Pshat that Shmuel writes Kriya 12 times? So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbanon. These were Rabbanon. This is different. This is Shmuel writing Kriya on Rav. Or in the other case, it's Rabbi Yochanan who's writing Kriya on Rav Chanina. The Gemara says that every time Shmuel thought of something that Rav said, anytime Shmuel was reminiscing about different sugyas that he himself, Rav said like this and Shmuel said like that, which is something that's throughout Shas, Behalacha, Be'agada, Be'bavli, Be'Yerushalmi. It's literally, it permeates Kol HaTorah Kula, Shel Torah Shebaal Peh, is the Machlokes in Rav. Shmuel said every time he thought of Rav, it was Chayzev Neir. Again, he had this hergish, he had this feeling of where's Rav? And as a result, it's Geshas Chimum Dami. And it's true, Shmuel holds Kriya has to be B'Shas Chimum. But for Shmuel, these were all things that were considered Shas Chimum. Zok Tumar, Amalei Ravin Bar Adal the Rav. Ravin Bar Adal told Rav. Amar Talmidcha Rav Amram. I heard from your Talmud Rav Amram. So this is Ravin Bar Adal, who's talking to Rav. And he's quoting Rav's Talmud Rav Amram to Rav. And he tells him like this. Rav Amram said over the following braisa, time. Avil kol shiva kari lefanav, an avil, throughout the shiva, he has to wear a beged that has the kriya. So b'shas chimum, there's an obligation of kriya, and then the avil is supposed to wear that beged throughout the entire shiva. M'bala hachlev, let's say the avil wants to change clothing during the shiva, machlev, he could. But the kireya, however, he has to write kriya again. B'shabbos, on Shabbos, kari lachayrev, he also wears the beged with kriya, but the kriya itself is supposed to be lachayrev, you're not supposed to see it. Then bola hachlev, and if on Shabbos he changes his clothing, machlev, he changes of enoch kireya, and he doesn't write kriya. So what was the kasha? Why? What did Rav and Bar Ada mean when he told Rav, I heard this price from the name of your Talmud Rav Amram? He was asking him a kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel said, kol kera, she'enu b'shas chimum enoch kireya, that if a person writes his kriya, shle b'shas chimum, he's not yoitza. So what's the kasha? An oval is in middle of Shiva. And then he changes his beged. The Brisa says he has to write Kriya again. Why is he writing Kriya again? That kriya is not b'shas chimum. The original kriya was b'shas chimum. But this kriya is not b'shas chimum anymore. And still you see there's an inyan for him to go ahead and to rice kriyas. Freit the Gemara, why is he ricing kriya again? L'chayr, it's not b'shas chimum. So the Gemara says, Kitanya, he b'chvoid avav imoy. That b'raisa was talking about b'chvoid avav imoy. And because it's talking about b'chvoid avav imoy, a father and a mother, as we've seen already in Hilchas Avelos, are completely different. There's an inyan of Lashon HaGemara, Kvoid Aviv Imoy. Maybe we'll talk about this in the coming dafim, but it's more of a halach and hilchas kibud aviv aim. There's a kibud aviv aim element when it comes to a father and a mother that a person doesn't have when it comes to all his other krivim. There's no chiv kibud when it comes to any of the other krivim. A father and a mother, there's a chiv kibud. So it's not just avelus. There's also an inyan of kabed es avicha v'asimecha. And the Gemara says, mechabdi b'chaim, mechabdi lachamisa. Person has an obligation of kavod lachamisa as well. But the point is, it's because of the kavod aviv imoy. It just wouldn't be respectful for during the shiva the person to not wear a beggar that has a kriya. Right, he's going to come in, he's dressed all nice and fine, and someone's going to say, what happened to the kriya? He goes, hey, he changed the beggar, he got dirty and he changed it. What do you mean? It's not kav. It's ordinarily, if the whole mechayev is avelos, then you're right, at this point, the kriya had to be b'shas chimum. It's not b'shas chimum. There's no need to do a kriya anymore. But when it comes to avav v'imoy, there's an inyan of kavod as well. That's a whole different dimension. And because of that, as the Gemara, there would be a chi of kriya during the week of Shiva, even though it's not going to be b'shas chimum anymore. So the Gemara, oisin kron misachid oy im misachin. So essentially, we just said a chiddush. We said that it's possible for an avil to be chayiv to raise kriya a second time. Why is it a chiddush? Because it's not shas chimum. But it is possible. When is that possible? For avil v'ima. In the event that the avil changes his begadim during the week of Shiva, so he would have to raise kriya again. Now we also learned a few dafin ago that when it comes to the kriya of avil v'ima, it's more chomer than an ordinary kriya. An ordinary kriya, the person is allowed to sew the kriya back together. There's a certain element of sewing he's allowed to do right away, certain element he could do after a certain time passes. But these halachas are more chomer when it comes to of the imoy. So the kasha is this second kriya that this person in the previous braisa raised because of his father and his mother, which he was obligated to do because of covet for his father and his mother. So here's the shaila. Is he allowed to fix that beged or is he not allowed to fix that beged? Do we see it's a kriya for a father and a mother, and as a result, he's not allowed to fix the beged. Or maybe the only time we're not allowed to fix the beged for a father and a mother, that's the kriya that's b'shas chimum. But this next kriya, maybe he's not on the same level. It's only for kvod av v'imoy. It's not the kriya with the hey ayudia. So maybe there wouldn't be that halacha. So that's the shaila. Oysen kron, that kriya from those additional begodim that a person may have torn al av v'imoy, misachin oye misachin, could he sew it back together? Could he not sew it back together? So the Gemara says, please about avudu rabbi shayib, but there was machloikis between Avuah the Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Shaya's father, and Bar Kapar. Chadam one said Eimesachin. No, the Chadam Eimesachin. The other one said yeah. So the Gemara says Testayim the Avuah the Rabbi Shaya Dama Eimesachin. I'll bring you a raya that Avuah the Rabbi Shaya is the one that said he can't sew. Why? Amar Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya said Eimesachin that he's not allowed to sew it. So again, it's a machloikis between Rabbi Shaya's father and Bar Kapar. We don't know who said what. One said no sewing, one said yes sewing. So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that Avud Rabbi Shai is the one that said no. Why? Because Rabbi Shai himself said no. Now, who did Rabbi Shai hear it from? Lav me Avua? Probably heard it from his father. Which, by the way, this line is an important line when it comes to Klal Yashas. Because you see from this line that the Gemara always assumes that a father and a son probably hold of the same shita. And even though Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, there's so many examples in Shas where you have fathers and sons that argued in learning, but it's a chiddush. It's even a sifkan in Shulchan Aruch that a father and a son are allowed to argue in learning. But the status quo would always be that a father and a son probably held of the same opinion. Number one, from the perspective of Kibbutz of Eim, it is a sifkaton in Hilchas Kibbutz of Eim and Simin Reishman in Yeridaya. And besides, it makes sense. The son is probably a Talmud of the father. Once upon a time, the yeshiva systems weren't as efficient as they are today. So if you had a father that's a Tana and a son that's a Tana, a father that's an Amira, a son that's an Amira, good chance that the son learned by the father. And if he learned by the father, he was probably Makabel his Messiah from his Rebbeim. And as a result, they're probably all on the same page. But the point is that you see from this Gemara, it's a knee-jerk reaction of the Gemara. Miman Shmili, Lam Yavu, probably from his father. So what's the point? If Rabbi Shaya holds Ein Mesachin, probably Avu, the Rabbi Shaya also holds Ein Mesachin. So he's the one that holds Ein Mesachin. And if that's the case, that Bar Kaparim is the one that held Mesachin, the Gemara says, Leisamuchach. You know why? Because maybe me Bar Kaparim Rabbi Shmili. Because it's true, Avu, the Rabbi Shaya was Rabbi Shaya's father. But just so happens that Bar Kaparim was Rabbi Shaya's Rebbe. And because Bar Kapara was Rabbi Shaya's Rabbi, it's also possible Rabbi Shaya heard it from his Rabbi. So Rabbi Shaya said, Ein Mesachen. His father had opined in this inyan. His Rebbe had also. The Gemara assumed he probably heard it from his father. The Gemara said, I don't know, maybe he heard it from his Rebbe. If the other Tana was someone that we didn't know who he was, so maybe you're right. Mechateisi. But we know Rabbi Shaya had a relationship both with Avud Rabbi Shaya, his Tata, and with Bar Kapara, his Rebbe. So therefore, it's not Muchach that Rabbi Shaya's halacha is quoting what his father said. It's equally possible that really he's quoting what he heard from his Rebbe. Before we learn the next Gemara, so the Gemara said that when Shmuel heard that Rav passed away, Kara Aleh Tresa Moni. So he tore 12 begadim. Amar, and he said, Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine. He said, a person that Dahava Mistafina Mine passed away. So two things. Number one, you see that Rav passed away before Shmuel did. And the truth is, Rav was much older than Shmuel. Much older than Shmuel. Even though Rav and Shmuel are always mentioned together, but Rav was a lot older than Shmuel was, and as we see in this Gemara, makes sense, he passed away before Shmuel did. But the Gemara said that Shmuel, he reacted very dramatically. Omar, he said, Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine. The person that, literally, I was afraid of, he's the person that passed away. So Rashi says, what does it mean, the Mistafina Mine? Bekushyas. Rav used to ask me a lot of kashyas. It's interesting, because we're so familiar with the Rav-Shmuel relationship. But in the Gemara, you see that Shmuel was afraid of Rav. He had a year, he had a pachad of Rav. He was Azal Gavra the Mistafina Mine. And again, why was it Mistafina Mine? Bekushis. Now the truth is, and this should be a related rabbi, but we've spoken about this in the past, that Rav was an oikaharim. Right? There were two specialties when it came to learning amongst the Tanam and Amiram. There was the Sinai and there was the Oikaharim. The Sinai was someone that was a big baki. The Oikaharim was somebody that was a big landin. And the Gemara in different places talks about different Amiram, whether they were Sinai or Oikaharim, and even different Tanam. The Gemara says Rameir was an Oikaharim. Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, was an Oikaharim. Rabba was an Oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. We've mentioned in the past the Yad Malachi in his classic work, so he says that Rav was the ultimate Oikar Harim. He brings Rayas, but Rav was an Oikar Harim, and he says Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai, which is the reason that if this machlok is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav because of Sinai Yadav. But Rav was an Oikar Harim, so it's very matim with this Gemara. The Gemara said that when Shmuel heard that Rav was Nifter, he said, Azal Gabra da have a Mistafina Mine. What was Mistafina Mine? Bekushes. He used to ask me a lot of kashas. By the way, the Gemara also said that when Rav Chanina passed away, Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. He said, Azal Gabra da have a Mistafina Mine. What was he afraid of? Again, he was afraid of his kashas. So Rabbi Yochanan's afraid of the kashas of Rav Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai. By the way, the Raya Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai is from a Gemara Masechtes Bava Kama Daf Kufta Zayin, where the Gemara says that Rav Kahana, who was Rav's Talmud, he had to go into Golus because of a whole story with a Moiser. So he ends up going to Eretz Yisrael, and when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was told that he's not allowed to go to Rabbi Yochanan's Shir, and then eventually he did go to Rabbi Yochanan's Shir, and he started asking Rabbi Yochanan kashas and learning, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer Rav Kahana's kashas. So the Yad Malachi is the one that says this. He says that Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer Rav Kahana's kashas. So wouldn't have been able to answer Rav's kashas because Rav is Dr. Rebbe, Rav Kahana is only the Talmud. So you see two things. You see Rav is asking great kashas, that's why Shmuel's so afraid of him. Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine, talk Rashi, one word, Bekushis. And you see also that Rabbi Yochanan is very intimidated of the kashas of Rav Kahana. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan's reaction is when Rav Chanina passed away. He said, Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine. But the bottom line is, Rashi says, what does it mean Dahava Mistafina Mine? It means Bekushis. He was afraid of all the kashas that he used to ask. The Marsha in Chedushi Agadah says that V'yoysen nir al derech hapshat, that it seems to me more mistaber to say that what did Shmuel mean when he said Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine? And what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Azal Gavra Dahava Mistafina Mine? Not that he had some very specific, particular fear of these two Amayram respectively, but rather maybe what he meant was more pashat. The pasuk says as Hashem lekecha tira, and Chazal say es l'rabbis tamid chachamim Shimon amsunin Chemi amsunin Achabar Rabbi Akiva. But everyone knows the Chazal es Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis tamid chachamim. That means a person has to have yira for a Talmud Chacham. So says the Marsha, maybe that's what Shmuel meant. What Shmuel meant to say was is az al gavra davim istafina mine. I have a chiv yira from him because as Hashem lekecha tira is the rabbis tamid chachamim. And Rabbi Yochanan, when he heard Rabbi Chanina passed away, he said az al gavra davim istafina mine. Because I have a chiv to have a year from him. Because, again, as Hashem alikachatir, the rabbis tamid chacham. But I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rav David Yoel Weiss, who's a Sinai and a Noi Kaharim, Hishtaltzu, a Targum Unkelus. Not a Targum Unkelus. It's a Targum on Sefer Iyuv. And the Targum on Iyuv says as follows. The Pasuk says, Vayan Elihu ben Barachel Habuzi Vayoymar Tzor Ani Liyomim Va'atem Yeshishim. I'm very young, you're very old. Al Kain Zochalti Vo'iro. It's for that reason I was afraid. Mechavis Dei Eschem, from expressing my opinion. So, Elihu ben Barachel says, Zochalti Vo'ira. Zok the Targum. Zochalti istafesi. Vo'ira udechelis. Zochalti means istafesi. Vo'ira means udechelis. If you look in the Rishonim say that the word Zochalti means a tremendous pachad. Zochalti means pachadeti. I was shuddering. I was in a terrible, terrible state of fear. Mitzuda seer. Inyan aim of a fachad. All the Rishonim say this, that the idea of Zochalti is an excessive fear. So Zochalti is istafesi. Vo'ira is udecheles. That means the Lashon of mistafina doesn't mean yira. The Targum teaches Vo'ira as udecheles. That's the Aramaic word. The word istafesi is the teach of the word Zochalti. So he said, Pashit, as Hashem lekecha tira, l'rabbis tamid hachacham means udecheles. A person has to have a yira. A year is a COVID, a year is a Rememis. A person has to have Yira. But Mistafina is the Targum on the word Zochalti. And all the Rishonim say Zochalti is a Lashon of Aim of a Fachad. He's poshit shaking. He's scared. He's afraid. Aim of a Fachad is the reaction of the Umay Sa'ilim when they heard about Kriya's Yamzup. So he says, Avadas Hashem al-Kechatir, the Rabbis Tamid HaChamim. And had Shmuel said, Azal Gavro, Dahavo, Dechelus Mine. Dr. Marshall, very good. He just means that's Hashem al-Kechatir, the Rabbis Tamid HaChamim. But the Lashon of the Gemara was, Azal Gavro, Dahavo, Mistafina Mine. And because he said Mistafina Mine, he means the word Zochalti. Zochalti means Inyan Aim of a Fachad. It's an excessive state of fear. Excessive state of fear. A person doesn't have to have fear when he has sees a Talmud Chacham. He has to have Yira. But he doesn't have to start shaking when he sees a Talmud Chacham. Oh, that must be something else. That's something personal. He was mamish afraid of him. What was he afraid of? Zochrash. He was afraid of his kash. His posh. He said, it's enough for the Targum Unkle. Targum says that Zochalti means Mistafina, and that's clearly Zochti Gemara Vaita. Amar Rava, Rava said. So again, just a postscript on this halacha of Avelos on Shabbos. Avel Metayel, Ba'unkali B'toich Be'esai. An Avel is allowed to wear his torn baget on Shabbos. This is a chiddush, because we just said that an Avel has to take the kriya and he has to do chazara l'achayrav. He has to make sure that it's not going to be exposed. But that's only if he's going to be outside. If it's going to be b'toich beisai, then it's going to be okay. Abaye ashkechil Rav Yosef, the parmle sudra resh. Abaye saw Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef was wearing his, he was doing atifa. He was doing like an atifa sishmaelim. He was walking around his house. So, Amalei, Sabaye told Rav Yosef, Lefsovel Amar, ain't Avelos B'Shabbos. Doesn't the Rebbe hold there's no Avelos B'Shabbos? Malaysi told him, Hochiam Rav Yochanan, this is what Rav Yochanan said, Dvorim, Shabitzino Noyek. That it's true, Befarhesio, ain't Avelos B'Shabbos. But this is different. This is Dvorim Shabitzino, and because it's Dvorim Shabitzino, so it's for that reason, it's going to be Noyek. I saw the Megadim Chadoshim, he brings a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger. In the Shailas Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vadas, this is a Madura Tlisoi, Chelik Sheni, Simen Resh Yud Zayin, also Sinai, and Rav David Yoel Weiss said that Rav Shlomo Kluger asked that Yesh Lachgar, right, everyone knows the Salacha, that an Avil is supposed to be Noyig, or is allowed to be noig dvarim shabbatzina, but befarhesi he's not allowed to be noig any avelos. So he says, what about bnei beisai, the person's family? Is that considered dvarim shabbatzina, or is that dvarim? What if a person has a large family? So that's dvarim shabbatzina. What makes that dvarim shabbatzina? So Rav Shlomo Kluger said he was asked this question, that when we talk about dvarim shabbatzina, dvarim shabbefarhesio, is family different than outsiders, or is it not different than outsiders? And Rav Shlomo Kluger said that at first glance it's a mefurish gemara, because the gemara says Rabbi Yosef walked around his own house and he was being noyeg avelos, and the gemara said why? Because it was dvarim shabbatzina. What about Rabbi Yosef's mishpacha? Rabbi Yosef didn't have family. So it's mistaber, said Rav Shlomo Kluger, that you see from here that a person's family is still doesn't make it a dvarim shabbatzina. It continues the state of dvarim shabbatzina. Family does not make it befarhesia. We're not going to talk about this now, but of course the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch This idea that when it comes to Avelos B'Shabbos, which was the topic of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, so the halach is that Avelos is sometimes Dayig in Shabbos, is sometimes not Dayig in Shabbos, it depends on what, and really it comes down to Dvarim Shebe Farhesia and Dvarim Shebe Tzina. Just to read the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, certain parts of it. It's in Simen Tov, in Hilchas Avelos, it's Dine Avelos B'Shabbos. Shabbos Inei Mafzik Avelos. Shabbos doesn't knock out the Avelos. In fact, it counts towards the Shiva. Sharik Tzaz, Dine Avelos, no Yagabai. And the reason it counts as part of the Shiva is because there are Dine Avelos that are Noyeg on Shabbos. The Hainu, Dvarim Shebetzina. Dvarim Shebetzina is Noyeg. Shem Tashmish Amita, Verechitza. So there's an Issa Tashmish Amita and this an Issa Rechitza. These are Dvarim Shebetzina. These things are Noyeg. Alva Dvarim Shebefarhesia, but things that are Befarhesia, the Hainu. Lahasir Atifasai, for a person to remove his Atifa, Veluboish Menalov to wear shoes, Veliskev Amita Mikfiasa, Vishal Lubash Begat Krua, Elamachlifai. All these things are Dvarim Shebefarhesia. These things a person is not allowed to do because it's Befarhesia. Befarhesia, a person is not allowed to be Noyeg Avelos. So Betzina is Noyeg Avelos. Befarhesia, he's not Noyeg Avelos. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Talmud Torah. What's Talmud Torah? What about learning? Novel's not allowed to learn Torah. We've spoken so much about that. So what about learning Torah? Have the Dvarim Shebetzina. Learning Torah is considered Dvarim Shebetzina. Shouldn't learn. Lachsar HaParsha. But there's certain learning that maybe would be. For example, Shnayim Mikra V'Chatarga. What about an Aliyah? Can an Ovel get an Aliyah? Vim Koru Es Ovel Lalis L'Torah, Tzarech Lalis. He has to go up, because if he's not going to go up, that's already Dvarim Shebefarhesia. Shem Hoya Nimna, Hoya Dovah Shebefarhesia. Then the Mechaber says something interesting. Rabbeinu Tam, Hoya Koyer Noise Bechol Pam Shlishi. So, did Rabbeinu Tam get Shlishi or Shishi? It's enough in Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam used to get Shlishi. V'iru by Avelos, and he had an Avelos, for like Koru HaChazen. The Chazen didn't call him V'olohu Me'atzmoy. And he went up by himself. The chazen, he didn't know the halacha. So he didn't call Rabbeinu Tam up for his regular shlishi. So Rabbeinu Tam said on Choldix, he's taking the aliyah. For Omar Kivin Shahurgali Kreisai Shlishi B'chol Shabbos, he's a thing that he gets shlishi every Shabbos. Haraya She'ini Yoyla. If someone sees he's not taking the aliyah, I'm going to say Shabbishvila Velos, Unimno, that Dvarim Shabbifarhesia, it's going to be Dvarim Shabbifarhesia. Either way, that's the halacha. So the halacha is that Dvarim Shabbifarhesia is not Noyeg, but Dvarim Shabbitzina is Noyeg. It's interesting. In Hilchas Tisha B'Av, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, which we've seen mirrors very much, Hilchas Avelos. So over there the Shulchan Aruch says, Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av a person has to be Noyeg Avelos as well. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Mutter B'Kulon. The person's mutter in all in Yonei Avelos, Afilu B'Tashmish Amita. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, there's no Avelos at all. Muter B'Kulon, Afilu B'Tashmish Amita. The Ramah brings the Yesh Oyim, and he says the minig is that Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos isn't Tashmish Amita. But Mi'ikar Adin, the psak of the Mechaber is that all Dinei Avelos are not Noyeg. And everyone else, this is one of the longest discussions here in Hilchas Avelos, is what's the difference between Avelos on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos? When it comes to Avelos B'Shabbos, a person has a chiyuv Avelos. Okay, but it's Shabbos. What do you do? It's a whole sugya, Masechtas Maikon. What's the maskana? Dvarim Shebefarhesia are not noig, but Dvarim Shebetzina are noig. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, Mutter B'Kulon, Afilu B'Tashmash Amita, which is the Spitz Dvarim Shebetzina. So the Allah is very, very clear that there's nothing that's noig, Afilu Dvarim Shebetzina. And the Torah and all the Rishonim. It's a tremendous, tremendous discussion in the Rishonim. But the emes is like this. You see one thing. It's muchach. I heard a shir once on this inyan from Rabbi Shuab Yusel Shlita. So he said that one thing is klar, that Avelos, I mean, he said a whole shir, but just, we're going to say over one thing. And that is that there's a difference between Avelos on Shabbos, Avelos on Tisha B'Av. And the emesis is one line, it's a Mishnah in the end of Masechta's Tainas that we spoke a little bit about at the end of the Masechta, and that is, Chazal say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, a person's supposed to eat. And not only is he supposed to eat, but he should be noyeg kesuda shloime b'shaita. So Rabbi Shuab said, what does it mean kesuda shloime b'shaita? So Basha, this was the biggest feast ever. So he brought raya's that it's not the case. It wasn't the biggest suda ever. So what does it mean, kesuda shleimah b'shaitah? So he said, the pshat is pashat. He said, Tisha B'Av, we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shleimah HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. And when Shleimah HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash was banui, literally, be'kol k'foydai v'tefartai. And the point is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, a person's supposed to prav as if there's a Beis HaMikdash right now. It's supposed to be kesuda shleimah b'shaitah. And just to appreciate and inherit a little bit better, right, you see this nusach, we just saw it in yesterday's daf, that when a person is an ovel, So it's referred to by Chazal as Misha Meisoy Mutalafanov. So ordinarily, Avelus is Misha Meisoy Mutalafanov. And Tisha B'Av is also that way. Tisha B'Av, Chazal say, a person's supposed to be as if it's Meisoy Mutalafanov, even though it's really an Avelus Yishana. But in Halach, it's treated like an Avelus Chadash. It's not a Shmur Rechoika, it's a Shmur Kreiva. That's the way we treat it. We treat it as if it's literally happening. So you ordinarily Avelus is Misha Meisa Mutalafanov. But over here, when it comes to Shabbos, there is Kesuda Shloim Elashaiti, Sedoa Beis HaMikdash. That means it's fundamentally different. Avelus B'Shabbos is the Pshat, it's Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? So because it's Shabbos and Birchas Hashem Yitasher, Filo Yosef, that's Avimel like Toysfer says, or maybe there's a Mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So therefore, we're Mamayit and Avelus. But it's still Misha Meisa Mutalafanov. It just so happens that it's Shabbos. And because it's Shabbos, so there's different Nihugim. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shchalvias B'Shabbos, it's not Misha It's just the opposite. The Beis HaMikdash is banui b'tefartoi. It's literally kesuda shloime b'shaite. That's what Chazal wanted with Shloime HaMelech. It's kesuda shloime b'shaite. And as a result, there the halach is different. There the halach is that there's no avelus that's noyeg at all. Zokta Gemara. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the idea that Yontif knocks out avelus. And the Mishnah said as follows. Rugolim mafsikim vein anoylam. So Yontif is mafsik Avelus, and the days of Yontif don't count towards the Avelus. Rabbi Leizer, and Meshchar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Atzeres K'Shabbos. Shavuos became like Shabbos. Meaning, Rabbi Leizer said when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so Shavuos, even though it was one day, but there was an element of Shavuos that was 7 days. Because if a person didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on Shavuos, he had 7 days to bring it, which means on some level, it's a little bit Yontif. When Yontif was 7 days, so then it was Saiser Avelus. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, today we don't have Karbonis. So today the whole Atzeres is really one day. So being that it's one day, it's like Shabbos, which is one day. And just like Shabbos is Oilav Einam Afsekes, so to Atzeres is also Oilav Einam Afsekes. Rabbi Gamliel said, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kirgal, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are like Yontif, meaning they not get Avelus. The Chachamim said, Loikidivrezev. El Atzeres is Kirgal. They hold that Atzeres is like Yontif, not like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning even today that it's one day, it's like Yontif. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Kishabbos, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Yontif. Really, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. So there's a few different shitas mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara from here until the end of the Daf is going to discuss these halachas. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Gila bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, who said that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is like Yontif. Vekidamasni, some said, Lahad Rav Gila bar Menashe. Some had Rav Gila bar Menashe's comment not on this halacha of Rabbi Gamliel, but rather on something else. Kol shloishim yoim, if a child, Rachmana Litzlan, dies within 30 days from when it was born. So the halacha is like this. Tinek yoitz b'cheik. So when they bury the tinek, so they don't take the tinek into the Beis HaKfaris in a coffin, but rather b'cheik. Someone's holding it. V'nikbar, and there's not a big levaya, meaning there's no obligation for there to be a big levaya. It's okay, but there's no obligation. Rather, there's a minimum. What's the minimum? Be'isha achas, one woman, v'shnei anashim, two men. Avaloi be'isha achas, v'shnei anashim. It shouldn't be one man and two women. And that's because of yichud issues. Abishol oimer, Abishol, who, by the way, was a koiver mason. The Gemara says in Masech, this nidah daf chavtal on the base. Abishol oimer, koiver mason oyisi. So Abishol literally was a koiver mason. So Abishol opined on this. And he said, af be'isha achas, v'shnei anashim, even one man and two women is okay. And Abishol said, the reason is, top toises on the Amid, because Bashas Avelos, you don't have to be worried about Ichud. The Ein Oim Demal Abashura. Additionally, there's no Shura. The Ein Oim Demal Abrechs Avelim. The Tanchumi Avelim. The Brachas that we say by Avelim. And the Hamokim Yenachem Eschem is not recited for a child that's less than 30 days old that dies. Ben Shloishim. What if the child's already 30 days old? Yoitzne Betluskimas. At that point, the child is supposed to go out in an Aron. Rebuda says, Loit Luskan Etals Bekasef. That even though the baby is light, and as a result, the coffin probably could be light as well, but it shouldn't be a light coffin. Meaning, it shouldn't be a coffin that a person will be able to carry on his shoulders. Elan, you tell us by Gafayim, it should be something that's going to require, it's going to need two people, it's going to be a little more stressful to carry. And there is a Shura, and you have Berchas Avelim, and you have Tanchumi Avelim. Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, once the child is 12 months old, Yoitzavimito, at that point, he doesn't go out Bechek, it's not in an Aron, but it's Bemita, that's a beer. That's the more respectful way. That's the way that we the more respectful way to carry the korban. Rekiva, and Rekiva says, "Hu ben shana, if the child is a year old, they barak ben shnayim, but the size of the child is like a 2 year old. Or hu ben shnayim, the child was 2 years old, they barak ben shana, but they varim like of a 1 year old. Yoytze b'mita, that's also enough for him to be yoytze b'mita. Shimon Allah Zaymer, hayoytze b'mita, any child that's yoytze b'mita, rabbim matzivin olav. So the rabbim, they get involved and they're mitzayer themselves with the levaya. Ain't yoytze b'mita, if the child's not yoytze b'mita, meaning it's not of the age where there's a mita, ain't rabbim matzivin olav, then the rabbim do not have to get involved in that way. If the child was someone that the rabbim knew, then rabbim is asking me, then the rabbim get involved. In a nikla rabbim, if the rabbim didn't know this child, a rabbim is asking me, then the rabbim do not get involved. Mahim behesper, what about a hesper? May have b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, may have send the name Rabbi Shmuel, aniyim b'nei shalish, and an oni, the aniyim's children, once they're 3 years old, at that point, there's a chi of hesper. Ashirim, but the children of an asher b'nei chamish, 5 years old, Rabbi Yudah, b'shem, who does send the name Rabbi Shmuel? Aniyim, the children of aniyim b'nei chamish, when they're five. Ashirim, the children of Ashirim, when they're six. And the children of Zekanim are like the children of Aniyim. Meaning, there too, at an earlier age, is already a chi of hesped. Amrav, Gidah bar Menashe, Amar Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Shammah Mishom Rabbi Shmuel. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who sent the name Rabbi Shmuel, that the children of Aniyim, when they're five, there's hespedim, and the children of Ashirim, when they're six, there's hespedim. Rashi says that what's the difference between the children of an Oni and the children of an Asher? So Rashi says, L'fisha ha'Oni mitztayer al bonav yoysim in ha'Asher. So if an Oni loses a child, he's going to be more bitzar than the Asher, L'fisha ein loy simcha acheres. Because the Oni has no other simcha. Zach the Gemara Vayta. Darsh Rav Onani Bar Sosin. Apischa de Benesis. Rav Onani Bar Sosin Darshin at the entranceway of the Nasi's house. He said a chiddush atzum. He said as follows. Yoyim echad of Neatzeres, Vatzeres, if somebody becomes an oval 1 day before Shavuos. Okay. So it's 1 day before Shavuos, and then Shavuos happens, which is now another day. Harekan Arba Asa. Those 2 days count as 14 days as it relates to Shloishim. Why? So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that if someone's an aval, and then Yontif comes, so the halacha is Yontif is Soysa Davelos. There's no Shiva anymore. So the 1 day is like 7 days because it's Oila for the entire Shiva. So towards Shloishim, we count it as seven. And just to refresh, really it's a machlokes tanan, how much time a person has to be Bavelos if in order for Yontif to be able to be Soyserit. The Stam Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which is the Sheet of Bishamai, said that it had to be 3 days. We don't paskin that way. Rava paskin that way, mysteriously. But we paskin like Beisil. We paskin that even 1 minute, as long as the Avel is Noig, a little bit of Avelos, according to some Rishonim, according to others, it doesn't even have to be Noig Avelos, but 1 day for sure is going to be enough. It's going to count as seven. Okay, another thing we saw is that the only time Yontif is Soyser Shloishim is if the person started counting Shloishim. But if the person's in the middle of Shiva and then Yontif comes, the Yontif will knock out the Shiva, but won't knock out the Shloishim. Okay, so with that backdrop, said Rav Onani Bar Sosin, if a person became an Ovel, meaning one of his Krovim died, 1 day before Shavuos, that 1 day is going to be Oila for the entire Shiva. So towards Shloishim, which is going to have to be Noyig, it's going to count that 7 days. Atzeres itself is like a 7 day Yontif. Why is it a 7 day Yontif? Because it's Tashlum in Kol Shiva. A person didn't bring the Karmach Hagigah. This is like a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush. So it's for that reason it counts as 14 days. So he wants to show me Rav Ami. Rav Ami heard this for Ikbid. And he got upset. So Pashit, if we stopped here, you would think, why did Rav Ami get upset? Because he said, what kind of halach is this? The Gemara says, no, that's not why he got upset. Omar, he said, Otu Didei, this is your chiddush? He's saying this over, like this is your chiddush. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Lazar said this, the name of Rabbi Shai, the daughter of Yitzchak Nafcha. I killed the Reish Galusa, because Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said this thing on the porch of the Reish Galusa. It's interesting. Rav Anani Bar Sosin said this at the door of the Nasi, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said this at the porch of the Reish Galusa. But either way, he said this halach. He said, Yoy Mechel Lefnei Atzeres, 1 day before Shavuos, Va'atzeres and Shavuos, Arikan, Arbaz is 14 days, Zot Gemara, and when that happened, here's the postscript. Shama Rav Sheshes heard this Ikbit, and he got upset. Amar said, "Altu Didehi, is it yours?" He said, "Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Shaya." Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Shaya. Minay Lasser Sheshes Tashlum Kol Shiva. How do you know Atzeres has Tashlum Kol Shiva? She never bechaga Matzis uvechaga Shmuis. Ma chaga Matzis Yeshet Tashlum Kol Shiva. Just bechaga Matzis has Tashlum Kol Shiva. Af chaga Shmuis Yeshet Tashlum Kol Shiva. So to Shmuis is going to have Tashlum Kol Shiva. But the bottom line is that a little bit of drama. But that's the halacha. The halacha is if somebody dies 1 day before Shavuos, so the Krovim, one Shavuos passed, which is going to be 2 days, 48 hours. But it's going to count as 2 weeks as it relates to Avelos. Why? Number one, the 1 day is Oila for the Shiva, and then Shavuos, because it has Tashlum and Kol Shiva, is going to count as 7 days. Rapapa was telling Rav Avi Yisava the same thing. He said, Yoy Mechel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. He said, if someone loses a carb 1 day before Rosh Hashanah,
Okay. For Rosh Hashanah, then Rosh Hashanah happens. Harekan Arba Asar. It's also going to count as 14 days. Okay, so what's the cheshbon of Rosh Hashanah? That's really a bigger chiddush. So you have the one day before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, he obviously holds like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah that said that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur knock out the Avelos. Okay, so the one day is going to count as the Shiva, and Rosh Hashanah is also. Now, Rosh Hashanah, there's no carbon chagiga, so you don't have Tashlum and Kol Shiva. But the point is, once we treat Rosh Hashanah as a Yontif, and Yontif is 7 days, because Sukkot is 7 days, and Pesach is 7 days, and even Shavuos, we just saw, is 7 days, so therefore we're going to treat Rosh Hashanah as being 7 days as well. So, Ravina said, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Yoim Echel of Neachag, if a person loses a Karev one day before Sukkot, okay, V'chag, V'shmini shaloi, harekan esrim v'echad yoy. Then, by the time Shemini Atzeres is over, he will have already counted 21 days towards his... Why? He said, because the one day before Sukkot is Shiva, and then Sukkot is another 7 days, and Shemini Atzeres, regal b'fnei atzmoy. And even though it's only one day, but it's not worse than any other yontif, that's one day that's really 7 days. So boom, he already knocked out 21 days. So Ravina iklil l'sur d'paras. Ravina was once in sur d'paras. Amalei Rav Chaviva misur d'paras to Ravina. So Rav Chaviva misur d'paras met Ravina. He said, Oma Mar, tell me, is it true that you said yoy mechel l'fnei Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah harekan arba? So I heard in your name that if somebody dies one day before Rosh Hashanah, then that one day, plus the day of Rosh Hashanah, is going to count as 14 days towards Avelos. Is that true? Amalei Ravina says, I'll tell you what I said. I'm not mistabrik Rabbi Gamliel Hudamina. What I said was, it's mistabrik that the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now here too, there's a big shayla in the Rishonim, Pashim Shat, what this means. I am Biritva, there's a whole bunch of Pshatim. We'll just take one shot, and that is, that what he said was is, that halacha is predicated on the halacha being like Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning, if the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah is treated like a yontif. So if Rosh Hashanah is treated like a yontif, then enochanami. But I never said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. You know what I said? Mistabra to Rabbi Gamliel, I said. I said it's mistabra, it's like Rabbi Gamliel. Mistabra means maybe, it's mistabra. But it's a nafgamina between someone saying it's mistaber versus someone saying that 100% it's true. So therefore he said, I hear what you're saying in my name. And this is where it came from. It came from the fact that I said mistaber to Rabbi Gamliel. And if the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, then it means Rosh Hashanah is like a yontif. Rosh Hashanah is like a yontif. Even though it's one day, it's like Shavuos, which is one day, which is treated like 7 days towards Shloshim. But at the same time, I never said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. All I said was that it's mistaber that's like Rabbi Gamliel. And it's for that reason. It's not so muchach what you said. Incidentally, who was the one that said this halacha? It was Darish Rav Onani Bar Sossin. Right, Rav Anani Bar Sossin, he's the one that said this halacha. I looked up in the Toldos Tanan Amiram, he brings only three places that Rav Anani Bar Sossin are mentioned. It's three famous places, but it's only three places that Rav Anani Bar Sossin is mentioned. So for the minute, I said, oh, maybe the reason he was called Rav Anani Bar Sossin, it's a toy, obviously, is because he said this halacha, that's Negei Simchas Yontif, that's Negei Sossin. But obviously it's a mistake because his father's name was Sossin. But you find this a lot, that there were Tanaim or Amiram that are not mentioned a lot in Shas that were referred to by a certain name based on a halacha that they said. This is something that we've mentioned Kamapamim in the name of the Maritzchias from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Amisli Yaakov talks about this. There's many rayas to this, that you have Amiram that are very, very obscure, and their halach is related to their name. Rav Anani Bar Sossin's name is related to this halacha, but it's his father's name, it's not his name, so it's ganz mistaber that the reason his father's name was Sossin is not related to the fact that his son said this fantastic chiddush related to Simchas Yontif, that says that when Yontif is Soyser Shiva and it's Soyser Avelos, that even a one-day Yontif would be treated as 7 days as it relates to the halacha of Shleishim. So just one ha'ara, it's been a few days, so just one ha'ara as it relates to the halachas of Avelos that we're learning. It's a dover nifla from the Heilige Chasam Sofer. And really, it's not, it's light, it's short, and it's a dover klali that's negeya the entire perek for Elul Megalchin. And really, it ties in a few different gemaras that we learned together. So the gemara on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph discussed Minayin la'avelos shiva. How do we know that someone that loses a karev has to mourn, and he has to mourn for 7 days? So we know that avelos, even though there's some rishonim that hold that avelos is dairaisa, but at the same time, ikur avelos is really only yom echad. Vachrisa ki yomar, it's one day. Stating that there is a chiyav avelos of 7 days, and the Gemara said minayin la'avelos shiva. What's the makar avelos shiva? The chsiv and the Gemara said it's one time from the pasuk in Amos. The pasuk says v'hafachti chageichem le'evel. Ma chag shiva, just like Yontif for 7 days, av avelos shiva, so to avelos is going to be 7 days. Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says that why did the Gemara have to prove that avelos is shiva from a pasuk in Amos? This is Amos Perik Ches Pasuk Yud Vafachti Chageichem Le'el. I have a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Parashas Vayechi. The pasuk says that after the Misa of Yaakov Avinu, so Yosef and his brothers, they took Yaakov to Maros HaMachpelah, like Yosef swore he would do. And the pasuk says, "Vayavoyu at Goyin HaAtot." They arrived at Goyin HaAtot, Asher be'iver hayarden. Vayispedu sham mispid gadol. The kavid moed was a grace of hespid. Vayas la'avol. Evel Shivas Yamim. And then they mourned him for 7 days. It's a freight toisis. You have a makar for Avelos of 7 days. So why do we need a pasuk in Amos? It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayichi. The pasuk says, Vayasla of Avelos Shivas Yamim. So Tosfos says a teretz. Tosfos says that Avelos happened before the kfur. If you go through the psukim, just Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, before they buried Yaakov, they mourned him for 7 days. That's not what Avelim do today. Avelos Shiva happens noch the kfura. So Tosfos says, even though it's true there's a makar and a pasuk to a concept of a Shiva, but that Shiva was clearly different because that happened far the kfura. We're talking about an Avelos for noch the kfura. That we can't bring a ride from that pasuk, and that's why the Gemara brought the pasuk instead, v'afachti chageichem le'evil, as opposed to this pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. But then Tosfos says that really this kasha the Yerushalmi already asks. He says, I found this kasha in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says a different tarot. It's quote, Ubi Yerushalmi Mashani, the Ein Lemeidem Mikoida Matan Torah. That you can't learn from Koida Matan Torah, and it's for that reason you can't learn from Parashas Vayechi. In other words, Yerushalmi says a Yesoid. The Yerushalmi says you cannot learn halachos from Koida Matan Torah. And this pasuk of Parashas Vayechi is before the Torah was given in Parashas Yisrael. So it's before Matan Torah. And of course, it's before Matan Torah. It's for that reason you can't learn from it. And that's why we bring the pasuk in Amos, which is noch Matan Torah, v'afachti chageichem le'evil. Because the pasuk of Ayasla of Evel Shivas Yomim is Koida Matan Torah, and you can't learn from Koida Matan Torah. The Maratzchios, on this Tosfos, in his Agois, right here, Moikot and Davchof Amid Beis, asks a bombakash. From another Tosfos and another Yerushalmi in Masechtas Moikot and Davches Amid Beis, something that we spoke about. And that is the Gemara, we keep on coming back to this, on Davches Amid Beis said, Ein noisim noshim b'moid. Person not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Loi besulois, v'loi almanois, v'loi miyadmin, v'pnei shesimcha hiloi. And the Gemara had four pshatim, what it means, v'pnei shesimcha hiloi. The first pshat was mipnei she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and then the Gemara said, "Minayin? How do you know that ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha?" And the Gemara said, "It's learned out from simcha shleima b'shaita. It's learned out from shleima melech that shleima melech made a tremendous yontif, and the yontif was to celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis of the first Beis Hamikdash. And when did he make the yontif? 7 days prior to Sukkot. Right, the Gemara, why did he make it 7 days prior to Sukkot? He should have made it on Sukkot itself. Elamai ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. He didn't want to be ma'arv the simcha of the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash with the simcha of yontif. So the Gemara says that's how you know ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. But Tosfos Dibra Maskel, Afisha Emarv and Simcha Basimcha quotes a Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi Darish, Yerushalmi learns it out from somewhere else. The Chsiv, because the Pasik says, Male Shavuazois. That Pasik's in Parashas Vayetze. The context is that Yaakov Avinu just worked 7 years so that he should be able to marry Rachel. But then he found out that he didn't marry Rachel, he married Leah. And he comes to Lavan, Ishver, with Tainas, and Lavan comes to him with a whole cheshbin. He comes to him with his attorney. No, well, Yossi came bim kaimenu. Lassi sa'atzi'iru lefnei abechira. And then he says, I'll tell you what. Mal ishvu azois. Why don't you wait a week? Vinnit l'chagam azois ba'avayda shatavini modi yoshev eshon ma'cheres. Beinu uveincha, just work another 7 years. You can marry now. Give it. You can marry Rachel on credit. Just tell me, give me a handshake that you're going to work for me for the next 7 years. But he says, wait 7 days. So why wait 7 days? Zokti Yerushalmi. The reason was because he just married Leah. And because he just married Leah, so he was involved in the Simchas HaNesu'in of Leah. What we know as Sheva Brachas. So being that he was involved in the Sheva Brachas of Leah, so he couldn't go marry Rachel now. Lefi She'in Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. So he had to wait a week. Ma'aleh Shavua Zois. And after the Shavua Zois is going to pass, then afterwards, he was allowed to go ahead and marry Rachel and to make another Sheva. So Zokti Yerushalmi, you want a makar of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. Here's the Makar. Freik, the Maritzchios, it's a Pella. The Yerushalmi Lishitasai said you can't learn Avelos from Parashas Vayechi. Why? Because you can't learn from Koida Matan Torah. So how could you learn Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, which is an idea that's Nogeya very much, many halachas, from Parashas Vayetze, which was also Koida Matan Torah. And Maritzchios says that if you take a look at my Sefer that I wrote, Teres Nevi'im, I said a Teretz, I took a look, it's an Arichos, it's in Perik Yud Aleph, Ayin Shah. But the emes is that the Chassam Sofer, in his Torah's Moshe, in Parashas Vayechi, he brings this kasha as well. He said that he was asked this kasha by Harav HaChassid, Raber Bloch. Rabbeir Bloch was the one that asked this kasha to the Chassam Sofer. So in the spirit of Sif Soysa Doivois Bekever. So who was Rabbeir Bloch? Rabbeir Bloch was the Av Bezdin and Matistov. The Chassam Sofer, before he became Rav in Presburg, he was the Rav in Matistov. So he knew Rabbeir Bloch, he was the Av Bezdin in Matistov. And the Chassam Sofer in a few different places talks about Rabbeir Bloch. One of the places he talks about him is in the Droshes. So he refers to him as follows. Harav HaChosid HaGodol Ben Chosnid, Rabbeir Bloch, of Bezdin the Matistov. Okay, so who is Rabbeir Bloch? Asher l'roiv chasidusoy, noymar olav, achrei mois vayomois. Achrei shekvar hemes atzmei mikol taivis ha'olam hazeh, chazan umeis pektusha v'tahira. Chassam Sofer said that Rabbeir Bloch died twice. He said he was memes atzmei, he completely removed himself from kol taivis ha'olam hazeh. Say he was literally memes atzmei al divrei Torah, and then he died again. And the second time he died b'kedusha v'tahira. That's where Rabbeir Bloch was. So the Chassam Sofer brings Rabbeir Bloch that he asked him the same kasha. Astir and Tosfos. Tosfos Ma'akon Daf Chaf Aman Aleph says that Yerushalmi says that the reason we don't learn the laws of Avelos from Yaakov Avinu, even though it's a mefurish pasuk, the pasuk says Vayas of Avel Shivas Yomim, it's because you can't learn halachas from Kedem and Torah. Yet Tosfos and Ma'akon Daf Chesam and brings another Yerushalmi where the Yerushalmi says you learn Eim Arv and Simcha B'Simcha not from Shloimeh HaMelech but from Malish Vozois. We learned it from a pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, which was also Kodem Matan Torah. So could you learn from Kodem Matan Torah, or could you not learn from Kodem Matan Torah? So the Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla ad l'moed. But before the Chassam Sofer, we just have to reacquaint ourselves with one pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk over there is describing a halacha that once upon a time, the pagans were custom married to do, and the Torah says that he is not allowed to do this. It says, "Bana matam l'Hashem alaykechem." Therefore, loisus goy to do for loisasimu karchem in einecha l'meis. So apparently, Rashi says it was a derecham meiri that the pagans, when one of their loved ones died, so they used to act with such an exaggerated form of tzar that they would start tearing their hair out and they would start cutting themselves. And the Torah says he is not allowed to do that. But the Torah prefaces it with a few words. Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. Ben kachu ben kach kruim bonim. And bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. Loisis goydedu v'loisasimu karchem ben einecham l'meis. And all the Rishonim, literally, Hakoy l'rabbos, every single Rishon on the side of the Makoros Gedolos and in all the other Rishonim, they all ask the same question. What's the connection between Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem and Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem and Einecham L'meis? If the Torah simply wants to say that there's an idea of Lois Eskoydedu, it's the same Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem, just like every other mitzvah in the Torah. It's 365 Lavin in the Torah. The Torah doesn't preface it with any grace akdama. Here, when it comes to Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem and Einecham L'meis, the Torah gives an introduction. Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. Therefore, Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem and Einecham L'meis. So I'll just mention four pshatim very quickly, right here in the Makoros Gedolos. Rashi says, you know what the Torah is trying to say? The Torah is saying, Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. Because you're a Ben Melech, you can't start going ahead and cutting yourself. That's not something that's appropriate for a Ben Melech. A Ben Melech is a prince. A prince has to behave in a certain way. And because you're a prince, you have to behave in a certain way, and therefore it's not a hefkervel. You don't have the right to just go ahead and start doing all these different things, meaning you have to behave in a certain way. Rabbeinu Bechaya says the pshat's different. Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban says it also a little bit more bekitzer, that what the Torah is trying to say is that why does a person mourn, right? Why does a person get so bitzar when someone close to him dies? Because he feels so bad that this person just left the world. He had a long life ahead of him, right? He had so much to live for, and now all of a sudden everything was torn away. A bezach de Torah, bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, with children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leilam Haba. This person that died, yeah, it's very sad. But at the same time, this person didn't leave the world. He went from this world, which is the Prozder, into the next world, which is the Traklin. And as a result, you can't have too much Avelos. You know why? Because Banim Atam L'Hashem Alekechem, and we believe in Olam Haba. And because we believe in Olam Haba, so therefore we believe that it's not all over. Devin Ezra says a different Gedank. Devin Ezra says that Banim Atam L'Hashem Alekechem is because if we believe that we're a Ben Melech, that means Hashem is our father. That means if Hashem is doing something to us, even as painful as it may seem, we believe that it's all for our good. Because our father would only do what's best for us. So banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem, how could a person be so bitzar? How could a person, yeah, avelos, of course, we can't do too much avelos. You know why? Because you have to remember, banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem, that's the chatat in himo. And when a person is mitzayir yoisim midai, you know what that means? That means he's questioning, he's doubting whether this was really the right thing. It's the antithesis of kol madavid rachmano letavavid. It's the antithesis of gamzu letaiva. So it's true, these are hichem adregis, not easy. And that's why this hanhogus of avelos. Oh, but not too much. He says, why? Because bonim atam l'Hashem alkechem, you have to believe that whatever happens is happening for your good. The Sfornis says a different gedak. The Sfornis says, bonim atam l'Hashem alkechem, a person loses a father. So now he feels he's a yosin. Right? He doesn't have a father anymore. Oh, but if a person believes banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem, so then he realizes he still has a father. Atatat in himmel. And he has a father. No person in the world that doesn't have a father. Because fakir, the Eibush says, Davi ha-yisoymim. And he says, Davi ha-yisoymim says the Sefurna is a tata that looks out for his children. And there's nothing in the world that he does, that he's not going to... So there's no such thing as lois eskoidl. What's the lois eskoidl do? He doesn't have a father anymore. He doesn't have a mother anymore. And he's so bitzar. But if a person believes banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem, that he still has a father. He has the Eibishter. Of course he mourns. Avada. Oh, it can't be too much. It can't. You know, my grandmother, my father's mother, Sarah Bas, Naftali Menachem, Olea Shalom. So she passed away in Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan, that's supposed to have Hespedim. So there was a Levaya, and I said a few words. I was at the Levaya, and I said over that what's the pshat in Chodesh Nisan? There's no hespedim. So my hergish was that the pasuk says banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem loisaskoidu v'loisasimu karchem and einechem l'meis. And whatever the pshat in the Rishonim is, whether you say Rashi's pshat or the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechayu or the Evan Ezra's pshat or the Sephornis pshat, and there's more pshatim as well. Any pshat, everyone, one is more beautiful than the next. All these hergishim, but you see that banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem, that feeling is mechayiv, not too much avelos. Loisis goydid of loisisimu karkum in einechem lames. Chaydish nisan chla yisrael became banim l'Hashem alikeichem. That's the chaydish hazel ochem roish chadashim. That's the month of banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem. And maybe during chaydish nisan, a yid has to feel the banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem even more. So whereas ordinarily banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem, what does that beget? You can't take it to that level. You can't take it to that about Avelos. Avelos is Noyek. But when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, there we might even more. We even might in Espedim. Because this is the Chodesh of Banim Atam L'Hashem Alikeichem. And when a person feels the Banim Atam L'Hashem Alikeichem, on some level, it requires him to be Memayit Ashtikl in his Avelos. So said the Chsam Soifer, Veruyin Advarim L'Misha Amram. So said the Chsam Soifer, the Yushalmi says that what's the Makar? What's the makar to Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha? It's our pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. Malish for his eyes. Yet the same Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes in Perek Vela Megalchim says you can't learn Avela Shiva from Vayas Le'evil Shivas Yomim. Why? Vayas Le'evil Shivas Yomim because Fisha ain't lemeida mikayin man Torah. So Freik the Freik Rab Tzvi'er Shchayis and Freik Rab Ber Bloch. That I don't understand. L'chura, what happened to it's the Chastira? If the Yerushalmi holds that you can't learn from Kayin Man Torah, how could you learn Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha from Kayin Man Torah? Zoktech Sam Soy. For Yeshloi, man, it's in Tyrus Moshem, Parishes Vayichi on that pasuk. Vayas love of Evel Shivaz Yom. That Le'ola, maybe the Yerushalmi holds you could learn from Kaid Mat and Tyra. And that's why the Yerushalmi learned Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha from Kaid Mat and Tyra. But what the Yerushalmi meant to say was you can't learn Avelus from Kaid Mat and Tyra. You know why? Because once the Torah was given, and Klal Yisrael became the Amma Nifchar, and we became the Am Segula, and we became Bonim Lashem Alekechem, the whole relationship that we had with the Eibishter changed. Koidem atem Torah, there was no bonim atem l'Hashem alikeichem. La'acha matem Torah, there's bonim atem l'Hashem alikeichem. And bonim atem l'Hashem alikeichem is mechayiv, a whole different hanhoga in Hilchas Avelos. So you want to learn Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha Hilchas Sheva Brachas Gesundheit. Learn it from Malish Fuazois. But after spring into Shleim HaMelech, you can learn it from Rochel and Leah. Dozok to Yerushalmi, Ab Avelos, it's a different mitzius. Koidem atem Torah, they were mourning without the hergish of banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem. But now Zochtech Sam Soifer Yid mourns. He mourns a karev. He has to be mindful of banim atam l'Hashem alikeichem. He has to remember he can't do avelos yoisim midai because he's a ben melech. He's a prince. He has to remember that the person that died is not done and over with. Oh, but now there's an olam haba. There's kol yisrael yeshlam chelik leolam haba. He has to remember that as much as he feels bitzar, but at the same time Hakadosh Baruch Hu is his father and Hashem loves him the way a father loves his child. The kol madavid rachmanu letav of it, and he has to balance his avelus with that. Now that the Torah was given, a person has to remember that even though he lost someone, there's an avia yisoyim that's going to take care of him. So the bottom line is that the whole mitzius of avelus was nishtana. So zoktich sam soifer, you want to learn hilchas shever brachas, you can learn hilchas shever brachas. But hilchas avelus you can't learn. It's a different mitzius of avelus. It's no shaychis. What the yidden did koyd matan Torah has nothing to do with lacha matan Torah. Because now that the Torah was given, this bonam atam Hashem alikechem, and bonam atam Hashem alikechem shades hilchas avelus. Yeah, the Torah says loisus goydet of loisusim karchem enechem lemeitz. Those are two halachas. But if you understand the pnimius of the inyan, like all the rishonim explained, it's a game changer in terms of understanding avelus. And every person has to mourn, but at the same time he has to balance this hakara of bonam atam Hashem alikechem. That was neschadish lachar matan Torah, and because that was neschadish lachar matan Torah, the whole nature of avelus changed lachar matan Torah, and that's why it's dafka in hilchas avelus, dafka in perik ve'el magalchem, that the Yerushalmi says that you can't learn from koydim matan Torah.